In New York City's theater world, a dispute between the Musicians Union and a young composer centers around a thorny question. What is a musical instrument, anyway? Reporter Jeff London tries to make sense of it all.
When The Joys of Sex, a new show with music by David Weinstein, begins previews off Broadway tomorrow evening, there will be three people in the orchestra pit. One will play drums, one will play bass, and a third will play piano, part of the time. The rest of the time, he'll be triggering an electronic device, and whether that constitutes playing a musical instrument is a matter of some dispute.
This is what I want to hear. This is the instrument I chose to use, and I think that because of what it's capable of doing, I think that's where the nervousness comes in.
David Weinstein is talking about a new musical technology called Sinfonia. And no one can agree whether it's a machine, a synthesizer, or a full-fledged musical instrument. Members of Local 802 of the American Federation of Musicians see the Sinfonia as a machine that is a threat to their jobs, and the union has been successful, till now, in keeping it out of Manhattan theaters. For years, producers have used tape recorders and digital synthesizers with little protest from musicians. But the Sinfonia is much more sophisticated. When used in combination with live musicians, it can replicate the sound of a full orchestra, says Jeff Lazarus, president of Real Time Music Solutions, the company that manufactures and programs it.
Sinfonia is a new musical instrument which has the ability to handle many different orchestral parts, all in a live context, following a conductor, following stage action, performed like any other instrument in an orchestra pit. The difference is, where keyboards can handle just a few sounds at a time, Sinfonia is able to do essentially a limitless number of instruments.
Musicians Union President David Lennon says Sinfonia isn't an instrument at all, because the person who sits at its computer console and keyboard doesn't actually play any notes. He or she just taps the beat with one finger, so the pre-programmed music can follow the conductor's tempo. Lennon says that calling it an instrument is designed to obscure its real purpose.
They are attempting to gain credibility for this machine as some sort of instrument or new synthesizer of the future, and they can wrap it up in whatever pretty package they choose to. And it is not just musicians' jobs at stake here. It is the very art form of live theater, and what's behind it is one thing, greed.
But producers see virtual orchestra machines as a potential way to control costs. While these machines have yet to appear on Broadway, they are being used on several tours of Broadway musicals, like Oliver, to make tiny bands sound much bigger. Eight instrumentalists play in the orchestra pit for Oliver, while the Sinfonia handles string, woodwind, and percussion lines. Robert Hoffler covers theater for Variety and says audiences don't seem to think there's much of a difference.
I feel in some ways what has weakened the union's position is that the sound has gotten so amplified and is so loud in the theaters, even when they're doing a traditionally scored musical. It sounds so canned that whether it's live or not, it has become less and less important.
David Weinstein, the 29-year-old composer of The Joys of Sex, says he's not using the Sinfonia to replicate acoustic instruments, but to play electronic techno-pop sounds for his contemporary score.
If I wanted a clarinet player, I'd get myself a clarinet player. But I don't want a clarinet player. I chose to use this musical instrument because it's what I grew up on. I know this technology. I've been working in it for years and years and years.
The producers of The Joys of Sex approached the union to approve a three-musician contract, which the union would do, but not as long as the Sinfonia is in the pit, says manufacturer Jeff Lazarus.
There's a creative element to it that Local 802 leadership has decided that they can dictate creative choices to authors, which is preposterous to me.
The union's position was strengthened recently with a favorable ruling by the National Labor Relations Board in another complaint involving the Sinfonia. But what happens outside the theater tomorrow night may be as interesting as what goes on inside. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The show in question, The Joys of Sex, opens tomorrow night, and the Musicians Union says it will be picketing outside the theater and all of next week.